Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I'm inviting you to check out my new devotional book, Fresh Hope for Today, Devotions for Joy on the Journey. Sometimes our lives take a detour and our way grows weary, but this book's 90 meditations renew our hope with reminders of God's presence with us. You can buy it wherever Christian books are sold or on my website, gracefox.com. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Proverbs 16:9. Today's Bible verse is Proverbs 16:9. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. My husband and I lead short-term ministry teams to Eastern Europe every summer. Well, nearly every summer. The pandemic changed our usual plans big time when it brought international travel to a halt, closed churches, and banned large public gatherings. These limitations meant we couldn't attend mission conferences to recruit volunteers for the teams. Without teams, we had no one to train for doing overseas ministry. And without flights, we had nowhere to go anyway. Our best laid plans fell apart, and we were left stuck at home like millions of other people around the world. But all was not lost. Time and time again, I watched in amazement as God put other plans into action. Plans that I could never have imagined. I'd planned to spend 5 weeks doing ministry in Eastern Europe, but God's plans for me included staying home to write 3 devotional books, being present to help my mother when her health declined, and being available to help my daughter cope with a high-risk pregnancy. Like today's verse says, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. Joseph's life shows how this verse proves true. As his story goes in Genesis 37, his father told him to go check on his brothers who were pasturing their flocks a distance away. The plan was for him to see how they were doing and then bring a report home. When his brothers saw him coming, they made plans of their own. They were jealous of their father's love for him, so they decided to kill him and throw him into a cistern. When Joseph's brother Reuben heard of the other brother's scheme, he convinced them not to kill Joseph with their own hands, but to just throw him into the cistern and let him die there. He too had plans. He intended to secretly rescue Joseph and return him to their father. No one saw their plans fulfilled that day but God. The brothers threw Joseph into a cistern that just happened to be dry. If it had been filled with water, he likely would have drowned. Their dastardly deed done, they sat down to dinner. That's when a caravan of traders en route to Egypt ambled onto the scene. One other brother, Judah, had a sudden change of heart about letting Joseph die, so he proposed that they sell him to the traders. The brothers agreed, so they sold Joseph into slavery for 20 pieces of silver. When Joseph arrived in Egypt, he was sold into the household of Potiphar, who was an officer of the king of Egypt, the Pharaoh. One thing led to another and another, and God's plan unfolded over nearly 20 years. In Genesis 50:20, Joseph acknowledged that God had directed his steps all along. He said to his brothers, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people." Today's verse says that the Lord determines our steps. That word determines implies that He devises our steps with intensity of thought and care. He does nothing in a haphazard manner. Knowing that the Lord puts that kind of care and attention into the details of our lives ought to bring us reassurance when it looks like our circumstances are spinning out of control. We can trust him and face uncertainties with confidence, knowing he is in control. It's important to note that within the context of today's verse, the Lord refers to Yahweh or Jehovah. He is the eternal God, infinite in power and wisdom. He is the creator. He is good, faithful, holy, and just. There are no other gods besides him and no God above him. This is the God who overrules our plans and determines our steps. Again, we can trust him and face uncertainties with confidence, knowing he is in control. Psalm 37:23 reiterates the same teaching, but it adds one more facet. It says, "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives." In this context, the original word for godly means a righteous man, a strong man, a conqueror, or a hero. We might feel as though we have spiritual wisdom and maturity enough to make good plans, and it's possible that those plans are excellent in every way. But even so, as solid as our best laid plans might seem, let's leave them in an open hand and invite God to determine our steps. God's purposes are always higher than ours, so let's give him free rein to change our plans to accomplish his purposes. Let's pray. Father God, we praise you for being the blessed controller of all things. Forgive us for the times we hold our plans tightly and insist on doing things our way. Grant us surrendered hearts and the willingness to trust you when our circumstances seem out of control. Take control and determine our steps to accomplish your eternal purposes. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. With Abide Bible Sleep Meditation, you can fall asleep fast with relaxing sleep stories based on Scripture. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Bible Sleep Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.